Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Today, on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, I'm talking about 6 tools homeowners can use to track their maintenance.
Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. And he keep it real.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, thanks for tuning in. Today's episode, I am discussing 6 different ways that homeowners can use to track maintenance that is needed in their home. This came out from an emailed question I got from a listener. They were wondering, hey, Silas, how do I know when I need to do things in my home? And I wanted to answer that. What the tricks are, the tips that they got. Maybe you've owned a home before, maybe you haven't, or you've lived in one with parents or whatnot, but you're not sure how they kept everything up to date. So I'm just going to go over a few tools of that today. This is a little different than normal podcasts, because normally I would give you items on how to get a home. But I do know, like, hey, I've got a lot of episodes about that, right? But I don't have as many about what to do once you've got there. And I know people have enjoyed listening to the podcast. They want to keep listening. And so if you're just here looking for the ways to buy a home, like if you're, this is your first episode, say new listener, and you want to know, how do I just buy a home, Silas? I don't know that. Well, you go to the first 10 episodes of this podcast and that's the step-by-step process of buying a home. You can go back to there, or you ask me for my ebook, Silas@SilasGetsReal.com. You email me there, say, can you send me your ebook? You tell me where you're from. I like to know that for my demographics. And then I will send you that ebook on how to buy a home. And then we continue on with episodes about different processes and strategies and get into the intricacies and in different episodes. But I also want to do these ones that are about just home buy, like what you do once you own it. And that keeps me engaged in doing these episodes. And again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But hey, even if you're not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you, because this podcast is about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation on the process of buying a home. I'm Silas Lindenstein, real estate agent. I've been an agent for about 7 years now. I'm with Boutique Brokerage in the Seattle, Washington area. Technically, offices in Woodinville, but I'm not. I'm over here on the west side, Seattle side, shoreline. Still Seattle, basically. I'm here. I bring you these. It's been a while. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real, as you heard my theme song. My newish theme song. I keep it real with everybody. And I meant to do this episode a couple months ago, but I got sick and I lost my voice. And then I went on vacation and I was injured, just not from the vacation, just a little injury. And I just hadn't had the stamina to get back in front of the mic. And I had a ton of closings the first part of this year. This is being recorded in 2023. I don't know when you were listening. You might be listening in 2025 right now, and I feel like I'm a time traveler, and this is amazing. But that's when I did this, 2023. But that's the great thing about buying a home. A lot of the stuff doesn't change. It's the strategies change. Some forms change a little bit, but things keep Things are buying a house is still buying a house. There's some new technologies out there. New tech is being used, but it all comes down to the same. And tech, by the way, can't get in the way. It can't beat a real person being able to read things in the moment. ChatGPT has nothing on this podcast. I'll tell you that. And a reminder, if you are at a state, buying a house is buying a house. Yes, different states have some different forms. They have some different strategies, some minor rule changes that your local real estate agent can go over with you. But if you don't have a local real estate agent already, that is something I do provide at no cost to you. You email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I can connect you with a real estate agent in your area. If you're like, I need an agent, Silas, can you hook me up? I will hook you up. I will ask you a few questions. Very satisfied listeners who use my referrals around the nation and got a house, and they're so happy right now. And you could be one of those super happy people too. It's always good when you get a recommendation from a professional like myself, because I know what it's like, and sometimes do some marketing things to make them sound a little different, but another process, and I can look up some things. I got a good network of people. Anyway, enough about that. I know some of you have listened to 40 episodes and you're like, can we skip to the meat of this? Here's the meat. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. 6 ways homeowners can use to track maintenance. I will tell you this. I was very excited about this episode initially when the person suggested it. And then I was working on the things I would talk about. And then I said the title of this just now. And I was like, oh my God, is this going to be a boring episode? That sounds horrible. But I do like the content, because there are things here that I think I've taken for granted owning a home for a while that I forget. There's some of these tools that I should use. But you're probably better than me. Let's be honest. You're going to be better at taking care of your house and being proactive. And that's the thing, really. You save so much money by being proactive on things around your house. You should always, number one, this is not the 6, but number one that I'm going to say here, you need to get an inspector into your house. If you could have used one to buy your house, you may not have, depending on the market and the time. You might not have used an inspector, but the inspector should have written a big thing for you about a big inspection report. I like the inspectors that list off, hey, these are the major things that need to get done. These are the minor things. These are things to look forward to. And I have an episode earlier that talks about the different, how long things last in your home on average. You could use that as a tool, as a starting point to know certain items, how long they last. But if you get this checklist, they might talk to you in there about like, hey, how often should I do caulking around the house? How often should I do this? That is great if they did that. Some things are going to be a case-by-case basis as you've discovered them. Like, I can't list off everything in a house. That would take me a year of continuous podcasting. Hopefully you have an idea of some things that need to be done in your house. And then you, from there, once you do it, you know how often to do it. For instance, I just had this in my house. I was having a little water intrusion into my laundry room, and I didn't understand why. I thought I understood that the shape of my, the driveway sort of outside of my laundry room didn't seem to be pushing water away like it should. And that's true. Water was getting in there. Turned out the caulking was gone underneath my threshold, which is the little piece that goes between like a door and outside. There was no caulking there. And so it was going right under. So my contractor guy came over and he put some caulking there, and that stopped the water from going in. And then he said to me, yeah, you should do this every 2 years. And I said, what? He said, yeah, caulking on the outside of a house in this area every 2 years, you should replace that or redo it. I was like, what? Nobody ever told me that. I've never re-caulked outside when I've done the things that I've done. So yeah, that's something you got to watch for. You don't know that. And now I know that. So I'll be every 2 years checking the outdoors caulkings to see what might need to be done. And hopefully that fixes it. And I never have that issue again, but I'll be proactive, because once water starts getting in your house or whatever, then it just ends up costing you money. I've talked about stories before on here of things that cost me money because I didn't spend $150 to fix it when it should have, the proactive stuff. So here's what you do. You buy a home. As soon as you get in that home, you should make a list of everything you know about the home, whether it's from the inspection or your own list. Get a binder, keep it going, and use that as reference for all of these things. Number one suggestion, create a maintenance schedule. I would encourage you to, I don't know, once you get there in the first year, like figure out what needs to get done when, right? Changing air filters, cleaning gutters, inspecting the roof. Hopefully you just had an inspection, right, by the house. And so you should have an idea that, like, okay, that was just checked now. So from this starting point, I know air filters need to change every 3 months. Some every month, depending on you. If you're a high allergen person, that changes it too. But you can just write down how often everything needs to get done and then start building it from there. So you know that, okay, in the fall, I have to change my air filter. Beginning of fall, change my air filter. Go put little water freezing things on the faucets to stop them from freezing, that kind of thing. Make a schedule, put it on Google Sheets or something, and put it up there. So you have this Excel sheet, sort of Excel, it's Google Sheets, right? Accessible anywhere, phone or computer, that you can look at. Okay. You could do that. That's one thing that you could do. Just create this master schedule on a Excel or Sheets document, right? Number two, maintenance app. So there's various apps available that help homeowners keep track of home maintenance. You can individualize schedules, all sorts of things. Two that I've taken a look at, there's a bunch, by the way, just pop it into, you can probably do a Google search for the best apps and look from there. Homezada, H-O-M-E-Z-A-D-A. H-O-M-E-Z-A-D-A. Homezada. I took a look at this. I downloaded it from the Apple Store and I liked it. There's a free option that gives you access to a bunch of information but if you want to actually help it schedule you, there's a paid version of it, so you can try that one. But I really like the way the app ran, and I would consider the pro if I was a good person. The next, another app is called Maint Aid. So Maint, like maintenance, and Aid. So it's spelled M-A-I-N-T-A-I-D. Look up that. I like the look of that one too. Those are two I would just consider. Not saying to buy them, but just consider them. Look at them. See if they work with you. So using an app, and so then you could either do notifications or maybe set it up to email you as a reminder to do that. Number three, set up automatic reminders. A lot of homeowners forget, because you forget the tasks because you don't have a reminder, which can be like me. I mean, guilty as charged. I need physical reminders. So a lot of times what I do is I use my Alexa. Or can't say that too loud, or they'll try listening to me, or like a Google Home. Set a reminder that says, I say, remind me to clean the gutters on April 6th. And hey, you could just set it up once, if you know this is a once a month task, just set it up as a reminder. What I like about the reminder over my phone even is that a reminder on Alexa will text me to tell me to do something. And for myself, I just leave the text unread until I go do it, because then it bothers me. And I have things set like for, I mean, like taxes, like, hey, reminder, Silas, have you worked on your taxes yet? Right. So I do that for a lot of different things that I have trouble remembering, or I say every month on the 19th or every 3 months. So you can do that with air filters, do all that. And then, you know, maybe even put those on the weekend. And then you make your own little list of what to do that weekend. But you have all these. It helps you create your to-do list. But I need the text personally. I think you can do that with Google Home. I know it works on Alexa, but maybe someone, not Alexa, whatever, Echo. It's called Echo, but it's called Alexa. Very confusing. Number four, label equipment and appliances. Now, this is not a bad idea, especially things like your water heater, your furnace, to have a little sticker on there if it doesn't already, saying like the last time it was inspected, and a reminder on there on when you should call someone again. Because these are things you're going to look at occasionally anyway, weirdly. And I'm saying this now, and I'm like, I should go look at my water heater again. I'm pretty sure I need to have that. I need to check the date on that. Because like I've said before, water heaters are one of those things you want to change before they go bad. Don't get caught letting it go bad and spill everywhere in your house, right? You don't want that. So, number five. This is old school, and I appreciate it. Never goes bad. Keep a maintenance log. Keeping a log of all your maintenance performed on the home can help keep owners keep track of when it's time for the next service. Now, I have like this binder full of like invoices and date of installation, not necessarily from my own stuff, but from previous owners, especially when a home transfer happens, that's important. So I know when they bought the furnace. I know when they bought, they had the roof done. They bought a new roof. And when they had someone come out to repair it, I know that. I know the company. I keep it all in there. And so I've had instances where the people ask me, well, where'd you get this from? And I looked it up. It was like, well, from you. This is your company. Here's your invoice. Like, oh, okay. So those are very important. Having that at very least, just keep everything in a binder, even if you don't in the front put a schedule. Because nothing beats like an old school piece of paper with a schedule, and you have your maintenance records. And also when you go to sell your home, it looks like you took super care of the home by just having that all put together. Even if some people didn't actually put it all together, it seems like they did. So yeah, that could be you too. Make it look, if you're not going to do it, make it look like you did, right? No, don't do that. Just do it. Just do it. Like Nike said, get the schedule there and put it in there. And maybe it seems redundant. You're like, I already did the Google Sheets. Sure. But Google Sheets is not going to impress the next buyer. And you never know when you're going to buy your home. Or the service people. Sometimes service people try to tell you like, well, this is clearly not maintained very well. And you're like, nah, I got the receipts, yo. You keep it all in there. And you know, receipts wouldn't be bad to keep in there either, because, you know, when you sell your home, you can take all the repairs as part of deductions. I'm not a tax professional. Check with your tax person for that. But I keep the receipts, so in case of a sale, I don't have to pay taxes. I lower my profit, because those were things that I had to do to the house to make it ready to sell. Can't sell with a bad furnace. Need it, right? All right. Maintenance law. So that was a maintenance law. Number six, hire a professional. I mean, if you can afford it, right? Just hire. I mean, between, like, I have service contracts with my furnace. So they come out once or twice a year to do stuff on the furnace, air conditioner, make sure that's working, right? Regular tune-ups. And then I'm on the list, like, I get priority service that if there's a breakage, they will come right away, right? So it's a couple hundred, right, a year. But you can also, like, hire handyman to come in once a month, once every 3 months to do check some of the maintenance on things, and they'll keep track for you. If you're going to give them regular work, say, like, yeah, hey, schedule like a work rotation. Like, I want you coming in every so often to take care of these things, a little handyman. So, like, hire a professional, make them give you an itemized list of what they're doing, and take that off your plate. It's a lot of times, yeah, it comes down to how much money you have to afford these things. And I'm on the personal philosophy that if it costs under a certain amount to do it where I could be working instead, I just hire it out. If it costs too much, I may attempt to do it myself or whatnot, or if it's not worth bringing the person out for it, right, at all. Because, like, changing an air filter, I can do that myself. But mine's easy to replace, and I can keep track of that kind of thing. But don't discount your value, right? Like, you might be able to make that money in an hour that it's going to cost. It might take you 3 hours to do a task that will cost someone else 1 hour. And in that 3 hours, you could have gone off to your job and made enough money to pay for this person for 2 months, right? So it's a balancing act. When do you hire someone to do that? I have a every other week, cleaning service for the house, because having a clean house is really, well, besides it's helping us mentally, it allows me to work and then to get people to my home, to show my home to folks and have people over and talk about real estate. So it's super valuable. I don't need to spend the time. It doesn't have the economic value. It's worth it for us to have cleaners come over to do that so we can make our money and our job, right? So maybe consider that. And also, by the way, house cleaner, one of the best things you can do for your marriage. Let me just say that. It's an awesome thing for your marriage. House cleaner is cheaper than marital counseling. Is that too personal? Is that too much here? I don't think so. We're all friends. We're being real. It involves houses, right? So do that. Handyman service. You should be able to, like, check Thumbtack or, of course, ask friends, social media. Ask where, hey, who's a good handyman? They like to do regular maintenance to come into your house. And really, I mean, the big thing is, if you cannot handle the maintenance yourself, you do need to get someone doing it, because it will cost you so much. I've told this story before, but real quick, my first house I ever moved into, the crawl space had a little opening in it, and they said, hey, get a handyman to build a little cage around that, cover that up. It's going to cost you like $100, but just do that because you don't want rats to get in there or other rodents or whatever, right? So I don't do it. I just, I'm like, oh, I'll get to it. I'll do it myself. I'll save some money. And I never did it. 2 years later, there's a rat infestation in the bottom in our crawl space. And then we have to pay not only the fee for exterminator for the mice and rats that were under there, but we also have to pay to have the vapor barrier replaced. Here, there's a vapor barrier. Now, those are not in every city, I've learned, but vapor barrier, and that was like $1,000 to have someone replace that. Nobody wants to do it. It's a cheap piece of plastic, but nobody wants to pay for it. Nobody wants to do it themselves, so they can charge $1,000 for people to fix it, right? So my slowness in $100, my cheapness not to pay $100, ended up costing me like $1,200, $1,500. So you want to do this ahead of time. So hiring somebody to do these tasks at what, 40 an hour, 50 an hour, to take care of a couple things can end up saving you a lot of money, when the result would have been deferred maintenance that cost you thousands down the road, right? So that's where it is. Anyway, that's the program for this. Okay, that's the end of this. Those are my six things that I suggest for helping keep maintenance together. And overall, just as things go, I wish I was the best at it, but sometimes problems arise, we fix it, and then we're on schedule. Like, okay, let's make sure we do this every 3 months. And that's kind of how homeownership seems to be. You kind of triage things as they come in. I don't expect you to know everything, and you won't. Don't think you do. You won't know everything that needs to get done until someone points it out to you. And just don't feel guilty about not knowing things. You can read books about homeowning, and that's the best you can do. I did want to tell you, hey, I do have another podcast called You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, where I do film reviews. You can go to the website, you'rewatchingamovie.com, and just read reviews. And I do some video reviews, and I do a thing called Film Club where we discuss people's favorite movies. And a big discussion on that. So how's that related to the house? Well, you have a TV in your house probably, and maybe you have a dream theater right in there. So it's related, but also it's my other life. My other life is in that realm. So, part of with Silas Lindenstein Network. So, go feel free to check that out anywhere you listen to podcasts or, just the website. Again, you'rewatchingamovie.com. Thank you so much for listening to this one, though. Thank you for tuning in. If you want that ebook, again, reach out to me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. Or if you not want the name of a real estate professional in your area that can help you make the homeowner journey. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And until next time, happy home shopping.
Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. And he keep it real, showing you the way till it's better known. I help you buy your forever home. He a real estate Jedi. Yeah, he got you. Silas Lindenstein got your back, let him spot you. Help you sell your home while you do what you love. So come in, don't forget to wipe your feet on the rug. Silas gets real, buy and sell homes with a thrill. Out Seattle, baby, you know what's the deal. And he keep it real, help you sell your home, show you everything. As you move on to better things, he a real estate Jedi. Yeah, he be that. Silas Lindenstein got your back, just believe that. Help you buy the home that you want, so come on. Have a seat and let's find your dream home, let's get it going. Yeah. Beats.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.